Day 78. Numbers 28, 16 through 2940. On the appointed day in early spring, you must celebrate the Lord's Passover. On the following day, a joyous 7-day festival will begin, but no bread made with yeast may be eaten. On the first day of the festival, you must call a sacred assembly of the people. None of the regular work may be done on that day. You must present a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. These will be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil, 5 quarts with each bull, 3 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. You must also offer a male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. You will present these offerings in addition to your regular morning sacrifices on each of the 7 days of the festival. This is how you will prepare the food offerings to be presented by fire, very pleasing to the Lord. These will be offered in addition to the regular whole burnt offerings and drink offerings. On the 7th day of the festival, you must call another holy assembly of the people. None of your regular work may be done on that day. On the first day of the festival of harvest, when you present the first of your new grain to the Lord, you must call a holy assembly of the people. None of your regular work may be done on that day. A special whole burnt offering will be offered that day, very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs. These will be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil, 5 quarts with each bull, 3 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. Also, offer 1 male goat to make atonement for yourselves. These special burnt offerings, along with their drink offerings, are in addition to the regular daily burnt offering and its accompanying grain offering. Be sure that all the animals you sacrifice have no physical defects. Numbers 29. The Festival of Trumpets will be celebrated on the appointed day in early autumn each year. You must call a solemn assembly of all the people on that day, and no regular work may be done. On that day, you must present a burnt offering, very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. These must be accompanied by grain offerings of choice flour mixed with olive oil, 5 quarts with the bull, 3 quarts with the ram, and 2 quarts with each of the 7 lambs. In addition, you must sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering to make atonement for yourselves. These special sacrifices are in addition to your regular monthly and daily burnt offerings, and they must be given with their prescribed grain offerings and drink offerings. These offerings are given to the Lord by fire and are very pleasing to Him. 10 days later, you must call in the whole assembly of the people. On that day, the Day of Atonement, the people must go without food, and no regular work may be done. You must present a burnt offering, very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. These offerings must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering of choice flour mixed with olive oil, 5 quarts of choice flour with the bull, 3 quarts of choice flour with the ram, and 2 quarts of choice flour with each of the 7 lambs. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat for a sin offering. This is in addition to the sin offering of atonement and the regular daily burnt offering with its grain offering and their accompanying drink offerings. 5 days later, you must call yet another holy assembly of all the people, and on that day no regular work may be done. It is the beginning of the Festival of Shelters, a 7-day festival to the Lord. That day you must present a special whole burnt offering by fire, very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 1-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings must be accompanied by a grain offering of choice flour mixed with olive oil, 5 quarts for each of the 13 bulls, 3 quarts for each of the 2 rams, and 2 quarts for each of the 14 lambs. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the second day of this 7-day festival, sacrifice 12 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the third day of the festival, sacrifice 11 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the fourth day of the festival, sacrifice 10 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering, with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the fifth day of the festival, sacrifice 9 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the sixth day of the festival, sacrifice 8 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice a male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the seventh day of the festival, sacrifice 7 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 one-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings of bulls, rams, and lambs must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. On the eighth day of the festival, call all the people to another holy assembly. You must do no regular work on that day. You must present a burnt offering, very pleasing to the Lord. It will consist of 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 one-year-old male lambs, all with no physical defects. Each of these offerings must be accompanied by the prescribed grain offering and drink offering. You must also sacrifice 1 male goat as a sin offering, in addition to the regular daily burnt offering with its accompanying grain offering and drink offering. You must present these offerings to the Lord at your annual festivals. These are in addition to the sacrifices and offerings you present in connection with vows or as free will offerings, burnt offerings, grain offerings, drink offerings, or peace offerings. So Moses gave all these instructions to the people of Israel, just as the Lord had commanded him. Luke 3, 23 through 38. Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his public ministry. Jesus was known as a son of Joseph. Joseph was a son of Heli. Heli was a son of Matthat. Matthat was a son of Levi. Levi was a son of Melchi. Melchi was a son of Janai. Janai was a son of Joseph. Joseph was a son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Amos. Amos was the son of Nahum. Nahum was the son of Elsli. Elsli was the son of Nagai. Nagai was the son of Math. Math was the son of Mattathias. Mattathias was the son of Semein. Semein was the son of Josech. Josech was the son of Jodah. Jodah was the son of Jonan. Jonan was the son of Rasha. Rasha was the son of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the son of Shealtiel. Shealtiel was the son of Neri. Neri was the son of Melki. Melki was the son of Adai. Adai was the son of Kosam. Kosam was the son of Elmadam. Elmadam was the son of Ur. Ur was the son of Joshua. Joshua was the son of Eleazar. Eleazar. Eleazar was the son of Joram. Joram was the son of Mattath. Mattath was the son of Levi. Levi was the son of Simeon. Simeon was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Jonam. Jonam was the son of Eliakim. Eliakim was the son of Melil. Melil was the son of Manan. Manan was the son of Mattath. Mattatha was the son of Nathan. Nathan was the son of David. David was the son of Jesse. Jesse was the son of Obed. Obed was the son of Boaz. Boaz was the son of Salmon. Salmon was the son of Nashon. Nashon was the son of Aminadab. Aminadab was the son of Admin. Admin was the son of Arni. Arni was the son of Hezron. Hezron was the son of Perez. Perez was the son of Judah. Judah was the son of Jacob. Jacob was the son of Isaac. Isaac was the son of Abraham. Abraham was the son of Terah. Terah was the son of Nahor. Nahor was the son of Serug. Serug was the son of Reu. Reu was the son of Peleg. Peleg was the son of Eber. Eber was the son of Shelah. Shelah was the son of Canaan. Canaan was the son of Arphaxad. Arphaxad was the son of Shem. Shem was the son of Noah. Noah was the son of Lamech. Lamech was the son of Methuselah. Methuselah was the son of Enoch. Enoch was the son of Jared. Jared was the son of Mahalalel. Mahalalel was the son of Canaan. Canaan was the son of Enosh. Enosh was the son of Seth. Seth was the son of Adam. And Adam was the son of God. Psalm 62, 1 through 12. I wait quietly before God, for my salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. So my enemies against one man, all of them trying to kill me. To them I'm just a broken down wall or a tottering fence. They plan to topple me from my high position. They delight in telling lies about me. They are friendly to my face, but they curse me in their hearts. I wait quietly before God, for my hope is in Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor come from God alone. He is my refuge, a rock where no enemy can reach me. O my people, trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart to Him, for God is our refuge. From the greatest to the lowliest, all are nothing in His sight. If you weigh them on the scales, they are lighter than a puff of air. Don't try to get rich by exhortation or robbery. And if your wealth increases, don't make it the center of your life. God has spoken plainly, and I have heard it many times. Power, O God, belongs to you. Unfailing love, O Lord, is yours. Surely you judge all people according to what they have done. Proverbs 11:18 and 19. Evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. Godly people find life. Evil people find death.